Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the fall of 2000, Pete Buttigieg arrived at Harvard as a young man from Indiana who didn't necessarily feel like he fit in at the elite East Coast University. But during his 4 years at the school, Buttigieg would find his place, developing ideas on bridging the divide between Americans, the future of the Democratic Party, and on U.S. involvement in an increasingly unpopular war. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Pete Buttigieg arrived at Harvard at a time when the country was divided. That fall, Al Gore and George W. Bush competed in a presidential race so close it had to be called by the Supreme Court. Buttigieg, then 18, posted a map of blue and red states on the wall of his freshman dorm.
So he did frequently reference that famous or infamous map.
John Beshears lived across the hall.
He thought of it as actually a very striking call to action. He actually viewed it as a source of inspiration to think about, well, why is it that we see a divide in the country? Does it have to be?
The answer for Buttigieg, a Democrat from the red state of Indiana, is that it didn't. Settling into his freshman dorm, Buttigieg was already thinking about what could bring a divided country together. That same year, Buttigieg began working with pollster John Della Volpe, designing an annual survey of young people. Early on, they found that the greatest number of 18 to 24-year-olds were politically independent. Buttigieg wanted to know more.
What does it mean to be independent?
Della Volpe says Buttigieg wanted to know what values drove independent young people. Their research led them to realize that faith and religion predicted many of those values.
Concerns about the moral direction of the country, that religion should play a more significant role. They were progressive around protecting the environment, even at the expense of jobs.
They found this was true of one group of young voters in particular.
And then what we found was about a quarter or so of this generation was in the religious center. And in some ways, it feels a little bit in terms of where he is today, right?
Buttigieg was raised Catholic. In 2018, he married his husband in an Episcopal church. Friends say they were aware Buttigieg was religious, but did not remember having deep conversations about religion with him. He did talk often about it with one member of the faculty. David King hired Buttigieg as a research assistant for a paper on the Iowa caucuses.
He understood the religious background of this country. Many of our conversations were about morality and religion and the history of political thought. I remember spending a lot of time with Peter talking about the Democratic Party's unwillingness to embrace religion, especially at the presidential level. And that's something that I think Peter found very troubling as well.
Buttigieg was also troubled by what he saw as the Democratic Party's lack of vision. John Beshears lived with Buttigieg all 4 years at Harvard.
One idea I remember engaging with him about was the notion that the Democratic Party should not simply be an opposition saying, well, we stand for things that the Republican Party does not stand for, but should instead actually really say this is a positive statement about what we do stand for, and actually not letting the Republican Party dominate the language of values.
Buttigieg had a chance to put his critique to Senator Edward Kennedy in a forum at Harvard.
It feels like a lot of your colleagues have adopted a posture of being for whatever the Republicans are for, only less. The tax cut's just a smaller one, and the war just maybe not quite as quick as the Republican war. And then there are voices like your own, which are more forceful in opposition. I wonder if you see this as a split in the Democratic Party and how you think, politically speaking, in the next few years, your party's going to sort out what it thinks the meaning of opposition is.
His friend Teresa House remembers many of these kinds of conversations.
And we were all very curious to see, you know, who would be the standard bearer of kind of what we hoped would be a transformed Democratic Party. And I think we ultimately saw that after we graduated with President Obama. He really came forward and he gave this campaign that was focused on hope. It wasn't just anti what the Republicans were doing. And I think that Pete certainly seems to have learned a lot from that.
House became friends with Buttigieg their freshman year. She says part of their bond came from the fact that they both came from places not obviously connected to Harvard. She from Tennessee, Buttigieg from Indiana.
I think that he and I kind of shared a feeling of walking into Harvard and just being awestruck by it. I don't think that he felt like he was entitled to be there. It wasn't a natural place for him to show up.
House met Buttigieg through Harvard's Institute of Politics, founded by the Kennedy family to encourage undergraduates to consider careers in politics and public service. It became a Harvard home for Buttigieg. That's where Clark Tucker met him, too.
In a way, it was like a co-ed fraternity slash sorority for political geeks.
Some of the most influential people in politics spoke and taught there on a regular basis, and students held free-flowing conversations about politics. Tucker was president of the IOP's Student Advisory Committee. He remembers one conversation in which the two talked about whether Buttigieg should run to succeed him.
It was not about how he could win or what he needed to do in order to win the election. The conversation was whether he should run and whether he was the right fit for the office and the best person to lead the organization over the course of the next year.
His friend John Beshears remembers that by junior year in early 2003, as the United States prepared to invade Iraq, the normally reserved Buttigieg found a public voice. The poll he'd worked on revealed that most college students supported the impending war, but he spoke out against it at a rally at Harvard.
And so I actually really admired him for having the courage to get up there and take a stand on an issue that he believed very strongly in when it was not actually, at least to my mind, very easy to make a call.
A lot of people thinking about Peter at Harvard imagine, oh, he must have been the most ambitious political person on the face of the earth.
The professor with whom Buttigieg used to talk about religion in American life, David King, says that's not what he saw.
What I got from Peter was deep concern and deep care about his generation. Despite leading a very political organization at the Institute of Politics, Peter never came off as tremendously political. It's quite an interesting ability.
It's an impression shared by all the friends and faculty members interviewed for this story that Buttigieg was not that self-promoting student everybody knows will go into politics, but rather was a reserved intellectual who got along with everyone. At Harvard, he found his voice. His friends expected him to choose public service, but not necessarily politics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.